Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio. It is a pleasure to have you here. It is also a pleasure to have Dr. Helen Thomas joining us. She is an extraordinary, renowned chiropractor and the owner of Thomas Chiropractic and Ayurveda, where every one of her patients receives personalized treatment. Based in Santa Rosa, California, she is the author of Ayurveda, the A-Z Guide to Healing Techniques from Ancient India. Dr. Helen Thomas has worked with the incomparable Dr. Deepak Chopra, and Prasad Lad, Arju, and many others. Her mentor, Dr. Narendra Pandis, MD, Akin in Mumbai, India. In her 40 years of clinical practice, Dr. Thomas has been dedicated to really helping her patients heal as quickly and effectively as possible. Dr. Helen wants us to heal every aspect of our being. The mind and body and spirit connection are fundamental parts of her work because it facilitates our body's natural ability to heal physically, emotionally, and spiritually as well. And that's why, in addition to her chiropractic treatments, she combines Ayurveda as a complementary therapy with absolutely outstanding results. Seeing the results her patients have as they consistently overcome disease and pain while they regain their health and shift from depressed to joyful lives, driving her to keep on doing what she's doing and what she loves. Dr. Helen also wrote an amazing informative book, Ayurveda, the A to Z Guide to Healing Techniques from Ancient India, which is in its second edition, and it's a must-read, offering a complete guide and in-depth insights to help us along in our own healing journey to best health. Dr. Helen has her mission is to really help us acquire genuine happiness through healing so we can see the world through fresh new eyes, a different perspective. Really incredible. Her website is Dr. Helen Thomas, DC.com, and we'll tell you more about that as we have this conversation for the next 30 minutes with Dr. Helen Thomas. Dr. Thomas, thank you very much for joining us here on Close Up Radio. It's a real pleasure to have you with us today. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm really looking forward to this conversation.
Oh, I am as well, and I think what you do is extraordinary work. I'd love to know, I like to humanize our guests for the audience so they have a real understanding of why our guests do what they do and in their chosen professions. Tell us about some of the inspirations and things in your journey that pointed you in the direction of wanting to do work in this fashion, work that really helps people and inspires them along the way as they're being healed.
Well, I started out really early in life needing some help. I had seizures, and I also had a lot of really severe digestive disorders. And my mom took me to I grew up in Sacramento, California. I'm the ninth of 12 children. My father didn't work, and he was what we called an unregistered alien. He was a Russian citizen and came to the U.S. when he was young. And my mother was a waitress and had 12 kids. And I was a ninth kid and had lots of seizures. So I put a strain on the system. And my mom took me to the MDs, to the hospital all the time when I had seizures. And they would always tell my mother that these are not regular seizures. So finally, and I took phenobarbital and belladonna, which is a hallucinatory, and it didn't really stop the seizures. So I finally, my sister at 18, she got in an auto accident and went to a chiropractor in 1973, 74, And then she came home and said, oh, you've got to go do this. And I was like, what? Who is that? And so my mom took me there. I had x-rays examined. I was examined and I was adjusted. And within about 3 or 4 weeks, all the pain in my body was gone. My digestive disorders were a lot less intense. And I just stopped having seizures. So about a year and a half later, I decided this is what I got to do for my life to work. And that's really, and his name was Dr. Charles Gibson, and he was in Sacramento, California. And that's how I started.
And wow, what a story.
Yeah, and I was extremely passionate. And basically, the chiropractor said, well, if the MDs say that these are not regular seizures, then maybe a trauma triggered the whole problem. And I had several traumas. One, I fell out of the back of a truck. I had all my brothers and sisters in the car, and I was about 5 years old, and I was leaning up against the back, and my dad gunned it, and the back wasn't all the way closed, and I flew out. And so that was one thing. And about a year and a half later, I was having seizures. But I also was really a wild little girl and used to try to run after my seven older brothers, and I got hurt several times falling on my head. So it could have been that too. And so that really started me on my journey. And then I went to Palmer College of Chiropractic, and I was a single mom at 20, and I went to chiropractic school despite that with my daughter. And I was working because I was from, you know, a really impoverished family, actually. And I was working as a waitress, and I was going to Palmer College of Chiropractic, and I was getting the baby to work at 8 o'clock in the morning at the child care center and going to school and coming back and picking her up. And so I was kind of a nervous wreck being away from home and out of my normal environment. And I was drinking tons of coffee, and I was trying to keep up with the whole thing. And so a friend of mine said, you need some help, that I'd met at chiropractic college. And she paid for me to go learn how to do meditation. Well, I was from family, I never even heard the word meditation because I was from an Irish Catholic family, and, you know, you just didn't, I mean, you didn't think like that. And so I went there not knowing what I was getting myself into because my friend paid for it and I trusted her. And I learned how to meditate, and that really helped me a lot. I would sit down for 20 minutes and do meditation, and it was transcendental meditation in the 70s, you know, and it was kind of famous with the Beatles and all of that kind of thing. And so I thought, okay, I can do this, and that really helped me a lot. And so then I started meditating and going to school, and everything sort of evened out for me. And so I learned about meditation. Then from there, I learned about Ayurveda, and I heard Deepak Chopra speak, and then I graduated from chiropractic college, and I came back to Sacramento, California, and started my chiropractic career. I was married, and at that point with two kids, and I was about 24, 25 years old, and Deepak Chopra, I got a letter in the mail from him, and so did all the medical doctors and chiropractors who learned transcendental meditation, saying that they were going to have a class on Ayurveda. At that point, I was practicing in the 1980s, chiropractic in Sacramento, California, and I was seeing many people, 50, 60 people a day. And people were coming in with every kind of complaint you can imagine and wanting more from me, not just chiropractic. And I had the desire to treat chronic disease because my mother fell 25 feet in the shipyards during World War II, and she was not well, even though she had 12 kids. So she was always having problems. And so I was really passionate about treating disease that was triggered by trauma, also because of my own problem. And so when I got the letter about Ayurveda, it explained that Ayurveda treats all diseases known to man. So today in India, there are 500,000 practicing Ayurvedic physicians, and they treat every disease known to man. There's 262 university hospitals. They have 6,000 herbs in their medical database that they use and other practices. And I've been to India 6 times working in those hospitals. And I had an Ayurvedic physician, Dr. Narendra Pensi, who teaches in universities, medical universities, and also Ayurvedic universities in India today. His wife is an Ayurvedic physician, and now his daughter is, who I met when she was about 5 years old. And he came to my office in Santa Rosa, California, and went through every case that I was doing with. We sat there and saw my patients. He went through my files. He said, okay, you could do this for this and this for that, and taught me Ayurveda. And to this day, we still collaborate.
That's amazing.
And that
wow.
is, yeah.
That's extraordinary.
And people just don't understand, you know, because the Indian system of medicine is extremely scientific. It's absolutely you follow a method. You know, it's kind of that Americans love to make, you know, oh, we could do this better. But you cannot do Ayurveda better. If you just learn the science and you practice it, you get people well. The basic thing is that I had to learn how to deliver Ayurveda and chiropractic in a office visit to Americans who were not familiar with a lot of the different ways, like putting oil up your nose and taking bitter herbs. And so I've had to learn how to deliver Ayurveda to my patients in Santa Rosa, California. But I have people call me from all over the world, really, about consultations. Because just I've been doing it for 40 years now, and so people refer people to me. And what I've learned is that the bottom line is chiropractic helps to align the body, relax the muscles, help nerve and blood supply. And Ayurveda is a pathway to being able to detox the body and to help it saturate the nerves. So if you put them together, you might have somebody come in and they have an inflamed elbow, okay? And it's, you know, big red elbow and it's got a liquid in it. It's all swollen. And you can't just adjust that. People will just scream their bloody little heads off, right? Even though that might help, it just hurts. And that tissue is telling you, I need help. So you use Ayurveda, I use Ayurveda to metabolize out the inflammation using specific herbs that have been researched for years and years and years in 100 different ways and also used in ancient time and metabolize the inflammation out and then adjust it. And that's just one little example of the Ayurvedic thinking. But see, in Ayurveda, they say, health is really the passion to get up eager for your day's work and be eager all day long to express compassion for yourself and others. So if you have that kind of boom, jump out of bed, I can't wait to tackle this day, and have the compassion for others who are weaker and you see through their bad behavior or whatever the case may be, and still have compassion for them. In Ayurveda, it says you have health. And, you know, just even like fitness and being able to run a marathon, Ayurveda says that health is in the mind and fitness is in the muscles. And they're two different things, but people confuse them as one. So if someone is fit to run a marathon, doesn't really mean that they're fit to for health. And that health is not even the absence of disease, but because there's all disease going on in the body all the time. I mean, we all know that there are cancer cells at every moment, but these cancer cells don't become clinical cancer. They die on their own. Well, how do they die on their own? By keeping the body healthy. And Ayurveda is an old ancient system. Chiropractic is about 110 years old or 20 years old. And chiropractic is like a slice of the pie. It's a very specialized system that has been turned into a scientific approach. And it does what it does, which is it touches the body, it has a scientific method to touch the body. Where's the range of motion? If your neck can't move to one side and it can to another side, that tells the chiropractor something. If you can't flex it to one side or the other, if it's hot or red, or if it's as hard as a rock, those are all scientific observations that a chiropractor makes to release the fixation that's at that level of the spine. And that's a beautiful approach. It helped me. It helped me get rid of those seizures. I've done it for now 42 years, and I have seen things that I never dreamed of being able to understand or see. And it's been a beautiful career to be with people in such intimate ways and help them find themselves a way to get back to health, to get back to vitality, you know. And the whole thing about body, mind, and spirit is, you know, body, you got to exercise and have a balanced diet. You got to go to bed on time. Mind is emotions, and you got to be able to understand why do I have so much stress in my life, and how do I, you know, balance it out. And the spirit is, you know, being in good spirits. You know, we have always said that, you know, oh, you're in good spirits today. That's really the simplicity of the spiritual approach. Are you in good spirits? Can you be positive even though you got, you know, the bills aren't paid and the kids are having trouble at school? And when you have healthy body and healthy mind, you can be in good spirits because you got a strong mind in order to say, yeah, that bill's got to get paid and this one is acting up. But there's just something about life that I just enjoy, and I have the energy and the vitality and the wisdom to dance with those challenges. And Ayurveda, chiropractic, the other medicines that I've taught in life, the good people that I grew up around that were impoverished and in a struggle, they taught me that basic thing. My mother, you know, my neighbors, and that really is the foundation of my happy 42 years of medicine from the chiropractic and the Ayurvedic point of view. My son is an emergency room doctor. My daughter has a master's degree in graphic science from USC, and she went to RISD, Rhode Island School of Design, and got a 5-year art degree. And I'm the ninth of my family, and I'm the first one that went to college, and my kids are college graduates. And I can just say that being in good spirits, really tackling your emotional stress, having a balanced diet, using different modalities. You know, you don't have to use Ayurveda. You don't have to use even chiropractic, okay? But you have to take your body on, take your emotional, mental health on, and really understand that being in good spirits is not about being in a specific religion. It's more about loving yourself. It's more about every day checking in with yourself and always caring for yourself and having the vitality to keep that going. And nutrition, okay, if you get down to it, nutrition is one of the most important paths to that because, you know, if you look at the, if you look at everything overall, all right, there's a guy named, and you should write this down if you're listening, T. Colin Campbell. T. Colin Campbell. He's about 80 years old. He is a biochemist, and he's a nutritional teacher, and he's like in his 80s or 90s, because, and he's still out there teaching. And you know why? Because he's devoted to the magnificence of a human body and the incredibleness of living a life. And he knows that nutrition is at the heart of that. And he says that he's a part of something called the China study. And you should write that down and you should look it up. It was one of the biggest studies ever done on how food affects the body. And Oxford was involved, like major university, Ivy League schools, and it was a long time ago. T. Colin, Campbell. And he says that in the end, it's a person's nutrition is what they found of how much vitality and love they have for life. So if you're just eating empty calories and you're eating way too much like protein from meat that doesn't have very much vitamins in it, then that's a big problem. And you can't get to emotional balance or good spirits if you're all clogged up and you have no nutrition. So nutrition is a beautiful place to start. There's also Michael Greger, MD, and you should write that down. And it's a website called nutritionfacts.com. And it's a beautiful website. Dr. Greger is a medical doctor. He's distinguished in his field. He speaks at all of the medical nutritional science research conferences all over the world and written lots of books. And he has a beautiful website, and I teach my patients every day about Dr. Greger's site, nutritionfacts.com. They're little three-minute videos, and he explains nutritional research. He underlines it, and he's kind of a funny guy, but he is teaching how to use research. You know, we shouldn't be getting our information of what is good for us in a magazine that is like, you know, for popular, trendy information. We should be devoted enough to ourselves to read research. And Dr. Greger says that every choice of food that we make is either food that nourishes and feeds our body or sets a disease on its way to start in our body. And even Hippocrates said that food is medicine. And so even though I adjust people every day, every person, because I'm a chiropractor and the rule and the law is if you're a chiropractor, you got to adjust patients, okay? And I do that. And my patients, if I forget to do it and I'm talking about Ayurveda and their problems and mental, and they'll say, aren't you going to adjust me? And they love their adjustments because why? Adjustments relax the body. They increase blood supply. If their foot hurts, it releases the pain out of their foot. So they want their adjustment. But that's extremely important, and I love doing it. But unless they're eating well, detoxing their body, checking in with themselves about their emotional stress, and giving themselves a pep talk every day, then they're missing out on helping the body be everything it can in every moment. And it's not like you have to be perfect all the time. It's just that we have an opportunity to be good sort of mechanics to our body. But, you know, there's no airplane pilot that gets into an airplane without checking everything before the person gets flies off the tarmac. And it's the same with us. We just haven't really gotten into a conversation, a national conversation about that, where everybody is constantly talking about health in this way. We have this kind of way of thinking that we're all a bunch of separate body systems, and your liver is doing this and your pancreas is doing that, and that is definitely not the orientation of alternative medicine. And that's the beauty of alternative medicine. You know, we're not medical doctors, okay? And one of the things I've always heard all my life that when I was young used to really hurt my feelings is that chiropractors are not real doctors. I went to school for 8 years. I had to take the California State Boards, and that is 7 written tests and a oral that was 8 hours long, and every year I have to re-up my license with 24 hours of, you know, the latest information. And we don't get to do it online like medical doctors. And this is a common misconception. Chiropractors are healthcare professionals who have completed extensive education and training, including earning a Doctor of Chiropractic degree. And it's not a medical degree, but we're licensed and trained to diagnose and treat various tissue diseases, and primarily musculoskeletal diseases. So if anything's wrong with a bone, according to Ayurveda, or a muscle, then there must be something wrong with the nervous system because it runs the whole body, and it has to have something wrong with the blood system because the blood system brings nutrient and oxygen to the bone and the muscle. So you can't really separate things out. Sorry, but only a half an hour, so I'm giving you everything I got.
Well, we'll definitely have to have you come back for part two, but I definitely want to mention the book, and congratulations on it. I mean, the A through Z guide, Ayurveda, the A through Z guide to healing techniques from ancient India. Tell us about the book.
Well, that book I wrote back in the 90s, and it was because I was practicing chiropractic in Sacramento, California, and there were just so many people back in those days because we were like those 80s and 90s were like the golden years of chiropractic because all insurances covered us, and we were the primary licensed alternative medicine. Now there's a million different things that you can do. Back then, we were the entryway to alternative medicine. But however, I was learning Ayurveda, so I was flying from Sacramento to Fairfield, Iowa, to go to Maharishi International University, where Indian doctors were flying in and teaching Ayurveda. And chiropractors and MDs were flying in from all over the place, and we were all meeting at this university. And so I was flying back and forth. I had kids and a husband, and it was really hard. I was explaining Ayurveda constantly, and I kept doing that for years until finally I sold my practice in Sacramento, and I went to Fairfield, Iowa, and lived there for a year and finished a certificate program there. And so then I came back to Santa Rosa, California, which I've been here since 1989. And my practice just boomed. I just got here, and before I knew it, I was seeing 60 people a day. And people were asking me the same questions because they'd never heard of Ayurveda. The way you say the word Ayurveda is E-Y-E, I-Y-O-U-R, I-Yur-Veda. And it is not a religion, and it is not Hinduism. It is the science of the body from ancient time, okay? And it's got universities, as I said, and hospitals. It is a science. It is not a religion. And that is a very big confusion. And people think you have to do the culture of India and take all the kinds of weird things. That's not true either. So anyway, I was teaching people all it over and over and over again, and I was like, I can't do this anymore. And I'm not a writer. I mean, I went to Catholic school, and I just remember that my sister Elizabeth Marie would wrap my hands with her ruler because I couldn't write a complete sentence. So, you know, I was like dreaming that maybe I could get a book written someday, and I wouldn't have to explain all of this. And so I was really wanting that, and you wouldn't believe this, but it's honestly the truth. I got a letter in the mail from a small publishing company that asked me to write a book on Ayurveda because I was referred to the person who was the broker from a patient of mine, and so I collaborated with their editors, and that book got written, and it is a very practical book. It's like what my patients and many people have said to me about my book is, I've read all these other books, but I don't understand exactly what they're talking about. You make it seem so practical, and you describe it in terms, American terms, English terms, whatever way you want to say it, so that I can understand why it's relevant to me. So that's the biggest thing I'm proud about, that book. And then it just has lots of practical information, and it has recipes. It explains the concepts of the body types. It has what you should eat according to your body type. And then in the back of the book, it's the A to Z guide, which is, you know, if you have a headache, do this, and if you have this, do that. So it's a very simple little book. You can get it on Amazon. I think it's like for $12 or $15. And I left the link in the links on the Amazon. If you go to Amazon, you can just write Dr. Helen Thomas and Ayurveda in, and it'll pop up.
I want to mention the website, too, Dr. Helen. So your middle name is in there, too, right? Dr. Helen Mary Thomas, DC.com?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's Dr., that's
reason,
D-R,
yes.
And then Helen, H-E-L-E-N, and then Mary, M-A-R-Y, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, D-C.
No, I don't think that's true.
Okay.
Let me check that.
Yeah, we've got,
oh,
we're
is
show,
that what it's
we're,
Helen? Oh,
we
yeah.
got about three
okay,
seconds left.
Okay. All right. Well, let me just check
here.
That because I'm not sure that's right. Helen Mary, M-A-R-Y-T.
That's what we have on the materials here.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. That's good. I'm
Doctor,
sorry.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, anyway, thank you
is
so much.
Is that the correct?
Is
that the correct?
Yes,
we want to make
Helen,
sure we give out the correct information. Is it Dr. Helen Mary Thomas DC.com or is it just?
I think, hold on. I think it's
Without the Mary, isn't it?
Yeah, it's without the Mary.
Okay.
Yeah,
two different things here in front of me.
Yeah.
So let's go with Dr., which is Dr. Helen, H-E-L-E-N, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, D-C, .com. There's no Mary in that, folks. And then also her website, YouTube channel is Dr. Helen Mary Thomas, D.C., Ayurveda Educator, and Ayurveda is A-Y-U-R-V-E-D-A. That's how that is spelled. So the YouTube channel is Dr. Helen Mary Thomas, D.C., Ayurveda Educator. The website to connect with her and learn more about the book and all the wonderful work she does is drhelenthomasdc.com. Dr. Thomas, this was terrific, and this half hour went by in a New York minute. I want to let everybody know this entire episode is recorded in full, and it was a real pleasure chatting with you, and I just let you roll because
you
were so passionate and you had such great stories to share. I thought it was very relatable, and it was terrific, and I hope we get a chance to explore some more and pick up where we left off and maybe even hear some testimonials of the work, things of that nature. That would
be a
pleasure. Thanks for joining us on Close Up Radio, and I hope you enjoy the time with me as much as I have with you.
Goodbye.
Is that a yes? Did you enjoy your time? I guess she did. We have run out of time here. This is Jim Masters. Thanks for joining us, and you have a great day. We appreciate you tuning in all the time to Close Up Radio. She's gone. We'll chat with her again, I'm sure. All right, you have a terrific day, and stay tuned for another great episode of Close Up Radio coming up in just a moment. For all of us, Jim Masters. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.